Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. You've done the hard work of getting that first date under your belt. You think everything is going to be on cruise control, but then you get ghosted.
Oh, yeah. What the heck is wrong with me?
Exactly.
Why do they never call me?
We don't have enough time for that.
Yeah.
But we do have time to talk to Keith this morning. Good morning, Keith.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Keith.
Keith, what's up, buddy?
Well, like you said, I'm calling because I'm trying to get that second date to happen, but it hasn't happened yet. I went on a date with the school chick, but she hasn't called me back.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up.
Now, you didn't call her a cool chick to, like, write to her, did you? Is that just kind of the terms using here?
I'm okay with that.
Hey, cool, what's up, chick? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. What's the chick's name that you went out with, Keith?
Heather.
All right. So you went out with a girl named Heather. How did you meet her, by the way?
It was actually at this pizza joint. I was just grabbing a slice real quick, and when I was pulling out, I almost backed into her car. So we kind of got into a little tiff there, and but. No, you know, no one got hurt, and she was kind of cute, and, you know, I offered her a slice of pizza because I had one, and so we ended up kind of sharing a slice of pizza inside and talking a little bit, and only for like a minute or so. So we kind of asked her on a date, and she was into it. So, yeah, that's
cute.
You know, I think that has all the makings for a cute, romantic, you know.
Yeah.
Love story, so.
Sounds like that Disney story with the dogs and the noodles. You know, what is that?
Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah, the Lady restaurant, but you had pizza instead of noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do on your date?
So we went to a zoo.
Oh, okay.
Went to the Henry Vilas Zoo?
Yeah. It's
That's so cute.
It's nice.
Yeah, I thought it'd be kind of a little different, you know? I'm a big animal guy, and I just thought it'd be kind of cute to go to the zoo, you know, get some, like, I don't know, they got cotton candy over there, and they got some interesting exhibits. And,
yeah,
sure.
I mean, I think she was into it. You know, she mentioned that, like, when she was a kid, she wanted to be a veterinarian. So it was cool. Yeah, I thought we had a really good time.
All right. So, I mean, with the weather breaking, it's good to get out here in Madison for sure. All right. So how did the date end after the zoo? Did you guys pet monkeys?
He only wishes.
Yeah, they don't let you pet monkeys, unfortunately. I always go to the monkey house.
Yeah.
Because you know, that's a fun attraction. But, I mean, the way it ended, she felt a little, I don't know, I thought she was a little cold, you know? Maybe I said something. I don't know. She just kind of, like, she seemed a little turned off. I don't know, kind of, I'm not sure what's up.
And how long has it been since you've heard from her?
It's been close to 2 weeks now.
All right.
Woo, it's been a while. Honey.
All right. Well, we're going to give her a call right now. Don't say anything. We'll see if we can't get an update here for you and see what's really going on behind the scenes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes.
Well, hello, Heather.
Hey.
This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now.
Oh.
It's your special day.
Okay.
Hey.
Yep.
Actually, Heather, we're doing a segment we do called Second Date Update. And this is where you've been out with somebody, and they've gotten some clear vibes that things are awesome, but then they don't hear back, and they're left to sit and wonder what is going on. And so we try to help them out there. You went out with a guy named Keith.
Yeah, I did a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
What happened to the good old boy?
Yeah, Keith. I think he wants to get back in touch with you and stuff. So we just figured
we would animals.
Call you and see what's going on. Yeah.
Oh.
So we, I mean, we went to the zoo and, I mean, we had a good, it wasn't bad. I'm an animal lover. I like most animals, but he was talking about his personal pets. And I mean, there's one, he has the one pet I just can't I don't think I can do. It's like he has ferrets.
And
you know, I grew up with dogs, cats, birds, but man, ferrets are gross.
Yeah.
They smell. they run around. He lets them just like run around his house.
Yeah.
I think of carny people when I think ferrets.
I mean, ferrets are just.
I understand.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But
no, yeah.
It's like, can't afford a dog. And I want something a little more interactive than a gerbil.
Right.
It's just, it's the kind of people who have ferrets that, you know, like, smoke around their kids and stuff. I don't know. I just, like, ferrets are. No, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The ferrets generally have the, I guess, reputation for being a little smelly.
Yeah. And for people smoking around their kids.
I don't know what that I don't know about.
I have a kid that I went to school with that had ferrets. It was like their parents didn't want the responsibility to be dog, whatever, and they were just like the low class kids. And I was like, oof.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
I have a dachshund.
Are you calling me low class?
That wouldn't work. So
there it is.
You call me low class because I have a European polecat. That's by the way the proper name to refer to ferrets. They are domesticated European polecats, and they are wonderful creatures.
Heather, I do.
They don't run around. They sleep for most of the day, 18 hours, and when they wake up, they are incredibly cute.
Okay.
Did she pass out?
Heather, we do have to tell you that Keith is actually with us here on the phone. He couldn't get in touch with you, so we
did.
Yeah,
we are.
You're welcome.
Apparently, it's not called a ferret. It's something else. Now, let me ask you a question, Heather. Did you actually go to Keith's house, or is this just an assumption you have of what his house would look like with ferrets in it?
When he told me he had ferrets, we were.
You mean European polecats?
Thank you.
Whatever he wants to call them.
Poletabs.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about our pet. I know. I told him I have a dachshund and I have polecats. Because they run around. I mean, they're great. It's just like having, like, you know, like another dog or like a regular cat. And he's telling you how they run around, how cute they are, how they, like, sleep on the windowsill, how they, like, I don't know, hide things under his furniture. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't a polecat a skunk?
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's a ferret. The thing is slithery and it smells.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, and they, like, wriggle in your hands for, like, furry worms. Like, ew.
Worms, yes.
All right. So, Keith, you obviously love your European polecats. Do you have more than one, by the way?
I have eight.
Oh my gosh! Where do you keep them?
They like to be in groups.
Yeah.
They're very family oriented.
Very social.
It's one big family. I got the mama and the papa
and the baby.
I also got a
grandpa.
Grandpapa.
Grandpapa.
And I got a couple of the kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ew.
You're a family man. I like it.
All right.
Are they six?
Are they fixed? Can you neuter and spay a polecat? I don't even know if that's possible.
Because I mean, it's like a. Are they like this like inbred colony of polecats?
Okay.
Aw, they're cute.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Heather. This seems like it's a deal breaker for you. Other than the European polecat, is there anything else you didn't like about Keith, or was everything cool?
The polecats is the real kicker. The other thing is, I hate cotton candy. And that was like the first thing he wanted to do. Let's get some cotton candy. It wasn't even like an option of, do you like cotton candy? Can I get you some? I hate cotton candy.
Yeah.
This is just a hot mess.
Yeah, this didn't.
Yeah, I have hypoglycemia. Cotton candy is not good for me. And it wasn't even an option. It was, we're getting cotton candy. I was like, all right, well.
Basically, just.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm sorry you don't have childhood wonder.
Listen, you're talking.
Like you.
I love cotton candy.
I
but
love it
it's,
too.
If she's got a medical condition, and so
she does.
You know. All right. Well, here's what we do on Second Date Update, Heather. If you want to try
oh,
this,
oh, she doesn't.
You can.
No, I live a polecat free life.
Okay.
My dachshund. I think if Chloe ever found a polecat.
Oh my gosh.
God.
Yeah. Well, they're like the same size, wiener dogs and polecats.
It sounds like you guys, it wasn't going to ever work out anyway, and at least you found out early in this whole thing that it wasn't going to happen.
Thank goodness.
Well, I just want her to know that there's nothing low class about domesticated European polecats. In fact, they originate from North Africa. They are very regal creatures.
Yeah.
Much more regal than any dachshund thing that she has in her house, shedding all over her furniture and slobbering on her face.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
Wow.
He
all
should
right.
work at the
yeah.
zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Okay, yeah. Put my dog in the house with the polecats. Give it 5 minutes, and we'll find out who's the most regal.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, guys. It didn't work out, but it sounds like it's going to be better if you never see each other again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Have fun with all 8 of them.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Snap. Pick. Hey, can I get your opinion on this?
To be honest, I don't really know anything about those things.
Well, is it too big, too thick, too juicy? What do you think?
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't say that, but again, I'm no expert on earthworms.
Well, this earthworm wants to be all over your face, girl.
Should I use a swatter or bug spray on you?
Wow.
Wow, that was harsh.
Taking this worm to another fishing hole.
Oh.
Wow, beautiful eyes.
Oh, thanks.
I'd love to watch those eyes as you me.
Oh, my God. Okay, a few things. What the first is wrong with you? Why do you think you can talk to me like that? All guys like you do is ruin these dating sites for girls like me. None of us want to fuck you. None of us want to pleasure you. Just get it into your head that no one wants you around.
Why are you still talking? Okay. I can think of better things your mouth could be doing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like and me.
My balls.
Hey, me and my friends are arguing about something. Can you help?
Sure, what's the argument?
Does ball size matter to a girl at all?
Brain size does.
Okay, but what if it's like a guy's balls? What if they were like really small?
Then they would match your tiny small brain.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station, it sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Radio Recast. Here's what we do. We have tickets, actually, today for Bone Thugs and Harmony. They're going to be here June 15th at the Orpheum Theater. That is going to be a good show. Meet me at the crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony. If you want those tickets, it's super easy. All you have to do is figure out what movie Krista and I are going to recast ourselves into as two brand new celebrities. Now, we never know what celebrities the other has picked for us.
No, they're very challenging.
They are very challenging.
Especially mine.
Stop complaining. It's been like 6 in a row that I've won here, but that's fine.
Yeah, because the last 25, you give me cartoon characters.
Don't you? What's wrong with cartoon characters? I will tell you this. Stop bitching, because today you don't have a cartoon character.
Really?
This is the first time that you'll have just a regular character.
So you're saying there's a chance?
No, there's not a chance.
Okay.
Of course.
I'm going to win.
So we have picked who we're going to be impersonating. You just have to pick the movie that we have recast ourselves into. Now, we are terrible at doing impressions. In fact, we've been starting to put music in the background to give you more hints. Even
that's right.
of
it's
the
that
movie.
Hard.
All right. So Krista has picked out my clip this morning. This is who I will be recasted into this new movie with. And it is what?
I'm just taking it easy, man. Just doing it. Just by chance, the day just happened to be my birthday.
What, who is? Well, you give me random weird people. Who is that?
No, that is not Holmes and the Freak Show. That is none other than our very amazing Tone Loc.
Tone Loc
from I Love the 90s tour last
easy,
weekend.
Man, just doing it. That
just doing it.
Just by chance, the day just happened to be my birthday.
My birthday. Okay.
Yeah, man, I love it. He talked right. Just like that.
All right, that's who I will be recasted into. Mm-hmm. Krista, okay. Yours this morning is.
Join me, and I will complete your training with our combined
Darth
strength.
Darth Vader.
Yes.
We can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
There you
I'll
go.
Never join.
All right.
You're going to be Darth Vader. I'm going to be Tone Loc. If you can guess the movie that we have recast ourselves into,
okay,
we'll make you winner. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Am I the first one? I'm the first one.
Yes.
Right? Okay, here we go.
What is this thing? It is an asteroid, sir. How big are we talking? It is the size of Texas, Mr. President.
Dad, we didn't see anything coming.
Well, our object to call us collision budgets about $1 million a year. That allows us to track about 3% of the sky, begging your pardon, sir. But it's big ass sky.
Let's do it.
Oh, I love it. No, you nailed it, dude.
And the ones this morning?
Those were nothing. Those were the size of Eskimos and Volkswagens. Things like that.
Is it going to hit us?
Yes.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
You're starting to sound like Tone Loc.
I don't know. All right,
there you go.
You did great.
You know.
I got to give... giving you props to the end. Once again, nailing it.
We always let the listener vote.
Yeah.
All right, 3210931. We've got tickets to give away to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Let's get to Dina this morning. What's up, girl?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right, so Tone Loc and Darth Vader were recasted into what movie this morning?
The Armageddon.
Was that Armageddon? Of course it was!
Yes!
Nice job.
What a great movie.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw that movie?
At least 3 years.
Oh, see? So we must have been okay for you to at least know what movie we were talking
about. I've never wanted so badly to have an animal cracker put on my tummy like...
Liv Tyler and Ben Affleck.
Yes, honey. Yeah. I think it was a camel.
Yeah, it probably was.
It's a camel going to...
All right. Hey, are you a big fan of Bone Thugs and Harmony, Dina?
Yeah, actually, for sure.
All
right. Cute. Yay.
Good. Well, June 15th, they're going to be here at the Orpheum. You just got yourself some tickets, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. So, in your opinion, who was worse this morning with their impression? Because that person is going to have to roll us up out of here.
Tone Loc. Tone Loc.
I was going to say Marco, but I guess, yeah, Tone Loc.
All right.
Oh, look at that.
All right. Well, hang on a second, okay?
I think she feels sorry for me.
That's fine. All right, hang on a second. We're going to get all your information.
We know you would.
Well, no, listen, it's fair and square. What should I talk about here? Let's talk about Friends with Benefits?
Yes.
All right. So it's Tone Loc.
I want to know how I can have Friends with Benefits with Tone Loc.
Well, the most music in my town lets you get the music we play. You can become a Friends with Benefits member. MadTownJams.com. Let's do it.
Yeah,
songs,
let's do it.
Earn points and get free stuff.
Yeah, Tone.
Like Funky Cole Medina.
There you go.
Very good.
That's
very
good.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.